Are you ready to change the life of a child today? Many children right in your community need loving homes. For over 40 years, Remy Vista has been providing for the needs of at-risk children by giving them the opportunity for a new start and a better future through foster care. We offer training, professional social workers, and financial support so that you can change the life and the future of a child in your home. For more information, call 893-4784. Become a part of the Remy Vista family. That's 893-4784. Kathy's Sew and Vac is Chico's sewing machine and vacuum authority, specializing in parts, sales, and service. Family owned and operated for over 35 years, Kathy's Sew and Vac has a huge inventory and knowledgeable staff to take care of all of your sewing and vacuum needs. Stop by Kathy's Sew and Vac today on Cohasset Road across from Kmart. That's Kathy's Sew and Vac, Chico's sewing machine and vacuum authority.
Did you know one out of three Chico households has unwanted junk? Junk can start out as a small problem, but as it grows, it can become a real health hazard. Don't drown in a pile of your own garbage.
Call Junk King today.
888-888-JUNK. That's 888-888-5865. When you think junk removal, remember Junk King. Call today. 888-888-JUNK.
Mention this ad for $25 off any load or $50 off a full load.
Junk King.
Hi there, Steve Michaels here, inviting you to join me weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 o'clock for the fun and frivolity and 100 years of top 40 hits. Right now on KKXX, it's Jerry O'Lennon on Live Local Talk.
Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way.
To the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Is there a heaven? Oh, yeah. It's the place dreams come true.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
My father, who's no longer with us, would say, boy, you know, Jerry, if you want to do have a good living, become a pastor. You only work once a week. You know, you do a couple of sermons, and that's all you do. It's an easy job, and they give you a place to stay, and you know, people give you money, and it's just a nice job. And it is probably a really wonderful, rewarding job. I'm sure it's much more than working just one day a week. And we're going to be talking to Pastor Donald Jordan of Redeemer Lutheran Evangelical Church to talk about what actually a pastor does on days besides Sunday. You hear him on Saturdays and Sundays at 1 o'clock, sermons from Redeemer. His sermons are taped on Sundays, and they're played back on Saturdays and Sundays. Again, 1 o'clock here on KKXX, sermons from Redeemer. And welcome to the show, Pastor.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning to you. So I know that I think that most people are... Of course, that was like 40 years ago. My dad would say things like that, and he always said that. I think people know nowadays, or do they know, that it's not just a one-day-a-week job?
I'm not sure a lot of people fully understand the work of a pastor, or the day-to-day routine, the calling, the training, the equipping, the studying, the duties that he's involved with. And so today's show is going to be really good in that sense, to give people an idea of what goes on behind the scenes, because the typical parishioner or the public only thinks of a pastor on Sunday mornings. Mm. But what happens those other 6.5 days of the week? What goes into all that? And I'd like to explore that a bit.
Well, I think part of the reason for that, though, if I could, is that because for the most part, the Sunday service is fairly consistent. I mean, you have readings, you have, and the only thing that changes usually is you're selecting different songs, and that doesn't seem to be a real lengthy process, or different readings, which are usually provided by the Lutheran Church as a whole, and then in your case, and then you have to get your sermon prepared. So it seems like the only real difference that you change is the sermon. Everything else remains constant. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair to say in some sense, although there is a process of selecting hymns, selecting the sermons, then the preparation work, which takes hours to select the sermon, to fit the theme, to flesh out that scripture, and to make it applicable to the people, rehearsing the sermon, practicing it, not just the content of the sermon, but the delivery itself. And that's all very important. I jotted down a few things that a pastor does do here during the week, for example. Not only does he preach, but he administers the sacraments, no doubt. He baptizes, he gives Holy Communion. One of the things I'm involved with quite a bit on the day-to-day basis is visitation, where in the Bible, we know that Christ went to people. So I go to Enloe Hospital quite a bit, to Feather River Hospital. I go to the nursing homes. We have about 25 what we call homebound people, typically elderly, but confined to nursing homes. They receive Holy Communion once a month. And that takes a bit of time, maybe an hour or two for each visit to spend some time with those folks. A pastor is involved in daily prayer. He's involved in counseling. I teach two Bible classes during the week, and that takes some prep time to study, to get prepared for that. Answering the phones, there are some mundane type things. People stop by the church. I've even known Jerry Olena to drop by once in a while. Just visit chat. With a pastor. We chat. People come by because they know a pastor's available. He might be a friend, a confidant, and so on. I minister to the dying, and that's one of the more intense things that a pastor does. You get a phone call, so-and-so's dying. You go to the hospital. It happens quite frequently, and that's a very intense thing where you can't just pop in and pop out. That takes hours. Sometimes it can literally take days or maybe even weeks of following up on the folks who are about to depart this life. A pastor gets called to a home or a scene where there's been a death to spend time with people. He baptizes babies. There's great joy in the ministry. Funerals. I had a funeral last week. There's time involved in meeting with the family, planning that funeral, and then conducting the service, having the reception afterwards. And that all at least takes the better part of the day. And so that's one of the things that a pastor does.
Would you say, I'm speaking to you, Pastor Donald Jordan of Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church. Do you believe that you put in more than a 40-hour work week?
Oh, yes, that's true. I think most pastors do, and they don't count the hours. They don't punch the clock.
No.
In a sense, a pastor is 24-7. He's always on duty, and there have been many times when the phone rings at midnight, 1 in the morning. There's a crisis, a catastrophe, and even though I'm allotted one day off on Mondays, even sometimes people will call. And I'm not going to say it's my day off, I can't help you. I just use a little flex time, comp time. You have to go with it. And that's how it works, typically.
You pretty much make your own schedule, I guess.
Well, I do, although I tell them that I am available, typically. And in the mornings, I'm usually in the study, doing the administrative tasks, preparing the services. In the afternoons, I try to get out and make the visitations, to go to the homes. I'm going to be doing several today. I'm going to be visiting a dying lady. I'm going to go to the nursing homes, retirement homes, that type of thing.
Is there oversight for you? Who oversees you that you're doing your job properly?
As far as that goes, every day, a pastor is pretty much a freelancer, and I don't have a boss or a supervisor over me. I do supervise those in the church who carry on their day-to-day tasks. For example, right now, our office manager, Jackie Vieira, is working. At least I hope she's working. And I supervise her, but I don't. I have a district president who is in a supervisory capacity, but he's based in Livermore, and he really doesn't see me on a day-to-day basis. But as far as my doctrine and life, he is responsible for that. There is an accountability in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Just going on with a few other things, a pastor does weddings. I'm involved in community events and so on. Saw you at the Jesus Center a couple weeks ago. You get involved in those type of things. A pastor's a face and a PR man for the church as well. And so he has to present himself well as a servant of Christ to the community.
Like you're doing now on this show.
Just like right now on this show. He does radio shows once in a while on a great station in Chico with a great host.
I appreciate that. Well, we're talking to Pastor Donald Jordan of Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church. You can hear his sermons Saturday and Sunday, 1 o'clock on KKXX. Sermons from Redeemer. We're going to come back and talk about the life of a pastor with Pastor Donald Jordan right after this break.
Jerry O'Lennon here for ABC Books. If you're looking to save money and get quality new and used books, try ABC Books in Chico. They're at the corner of East and Cohasset near Walgreens. Stop in, say hi to their friendly staff. They can show you how you can save 50 to 90% off new and used books. You never know what hidden gems you may find there. Call ABC Books today at 893-4342. 893-4342. ABC Books, where saving money is as easy as ABC. As parents, we know there are many options for the education of our children. Champion Christian School has been in our community since 1991 and is now located at 5850 Clark Road in Paradise. Champion Christian School is fully accredited, offering quality academic and athletic programs for grades 7 through 12. Champion Christian School is supported by your contributions. To make a donation, call 413-9802. 413-9802 or visit them online at championcs.org.
AMF Orchard Lanes would like to invite you to their Christian Fellowship Leagues starting on April 29th. Christian Fellowship Leagues are open to all ages, great family fun, and all faiths are accepted. Bring your team of four every Monday night at 6:30 p.m. starting April 29th. For only $10 per week for 10 weeks. Call AMF Orchard Lanes for more details at 530-895-3257. That's 895-3257.
Hi, this is your friend Steve Michaels inviting you to join me for a journey through the 20th century on the Afternoon Harvest, weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 p.m. on 104.5 FM and 930 AM, KKXX, Life Radio.
This is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. The American Cancer Society's Relay for Life is at Pleasant Valley High School this year. It's June 8th and 9th. It's a 24-hour, 10 o'clock Saturday till 10 o'clock Sunday event. People camp out, have tents, there's booths. They spend the night, they walk around the track to help raise funds for the American Cancer Society. And if you're interested, again, it's June 8th and 9th at PV High School. For more information, contact Susie Reese at 530-538-2551. 538-2551 if you're interested in the American Cancer Society Relay for Life, which in Chico this year will be at the Pleasant Valley High School. I'm speaking with Pastor Donald Jordan of Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church. You can hear his sermons on this radio station Saturdays and Sundays at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And we're talking about the life of a pastor. And it's different for everybody, but in the case of Redeemer Lutheran Church, they have a place where you live on the site of the church. Explain how that works.
Well, it's called a parsonage. It is actually a home, a residence, and typically in the Lutheran church, they provide this. In the past, it was because pastors were not well compensated monetarily, so they gave them a residence as a nice place to live, and we really enjoy living there. Mm-hmm. There's pros and cons with that. I'm always a pastor when I'm out mowing the lawn, interacting in the neighborhood, but I do enjoy that, and it gives me an aspect of being a neighborhood pastor, residential pastor, which I think is a good thing. You lose a little bit of your privacy with that. It's kind of like life in the fishbowl, but it's a good thing. Some of the other things I do want to say about being a pastor, and this is really the most important thing that I want to say, and it's really our Savior, Jesus Christ, because He is the Good Shepherd. He is our pastor. He died for our sins. He rose to give us life. And I would be remiss, because this show is not to talk about me, Donald Jordan, or even Jerry Olenin. It's about our Lord and Savior.
Right.
And I want to give Him the glory and the credit, because He did establish this office. And pastors are God's gifts to the church. And I say that in a biblical sense. Mm-hmm. Not that we are perfect, and a pastor always has to guard against pride and ego and charisma and things like this, because people will stroke that. And many pastor has gone down in flames because his head has inflated and he's been filled with pride. And that's a tool of Satan. The glory goes to Jesus. But when Jesus ascended, he said to these apostles, these men who were weak and sinful and had many flaws, it's going to be your job to preach my word and to bring my gospel. And that's our task today as pastors. I have many flaws, many weaknesses, and many sins. But yet, this is God's office, and I can only do this by the Holy Spirit's help. The Holy Spirit is the one who allows this. So I want to say it is a great joy to serve the people of Redeemer. I appreciate their prayers and support. I can't do this on my own. This is God's work. Mm-hmm. Left to me, I would ruin it. But the gospel goes out, people believe, they are saved, their souls are strengthened, and they hear Christ, and their pastor is there to serve them and help them in every need from the cradle to the grave. And that's a great blessing.
Now, you wear a lot of different hats as a pastor. What hat do you enjoy the most? And what do you kind of dread the most?
Well, a pastor has many joys and many sorrows, and the part of that is bearing the cross. Certain people can be very difficult to work with. Mm-hmm. Some situations are just horrible. When you get a call to go to a death scene, mm-hmm. or when somebody is dying, or there's been some horrendous crisis, just like, for example, the one in Oklahoma City with the tornadoes. Some of my colleagues are working there. You always dread that.
But then again, I understand you dread that, but then again, you realize the importance of your job is crucial. And sometimes when I have to go do stories that are in my role as a newsman, I'll go out in a story and I'll think, gosh, I hate having to cover this. It's so sad. It's so depressing. But I also realize on a personal level, it provides real professional, I appreciate that I'm able to do something that makes a real difference, even though it's a story I don't like to cover. The fact that I think I can cover it well makes me feel like I'm doing something worthwhile.
Right. I can recall an instance several years ago in the Bay Area, a man in our congregation was murdered. That mm-hmm. was horrible to get that phone call. Right. I knew what I was facing when I went to the scene to deal with the family and so on. I have served as a police department chaplain in the Bay Area to do mm-hmm. a death notification and tell somebody their 6-year-old daughter was shot and killed.
Well, yeah, you
hate or their
that, yeah.
son committed suicide or did something stupid. Those were horrible things to do. Mm-hmm. And many of those are still in my mind. They're very vivid. And as a military chaplain, and by the way, pastors do serve in specialized institutions like military chaplains. Mm-hmm. I served in the Navy Reserve for 8 years, police department, so on. As a pastor, you go into all these venues, and some of them are difficult, but you're right, Jerry. You bear the cross, mm-hmm. and you have the joy of bringing Christ, because that is the answer, mm-hmm. and that is the peace that we have. This world is broken. Mm-hmm. It's full of sin. It's full of death and horror, but that's exactly the world Jesus came into.
Because the public relations part of your job is important, but is it really the most fulfilling?
No.
I mean, when I was talking about the fulfillment, because when I go and I do a story, if I'm doing a story on a bake sale or a chili cook-off or a marshmallow roast, I mean, it's fun, but there's not real substance to it. And while it's kind of fun and I get to meet lots of people and enjoy that, there's not real depth to it, whereas if you're covering a story that's real important, I would imagine it's much right. the same for a
pastor.
Well,
let's talk about that after the break then, and what gives the pastor the greatest joy and sense of fulfillment in right. dealing with eternal things.
Right, we'll continue our discussion with Pastor Donald Jordan. His sermons are aired here on KKXX on Saturdays and Sundays at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Sermons from Redeemer. And by the way, the church number over at Redeemer Church is 342-6085 if you want to learn more about Pastor Donald Jordan's ministry. We'll be right back and finish up our discussion after this short break.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir! I'm pure and natural, sir!
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, Drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir!
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
I'm Kristen, the mobile pet groomer. My van is my office, so I don't have a real street address for deliveries, but I do have a mailbox with
Robert. I own the UPS store near Kristen. I sign for all her packages and send out a text or email when they arrive. Kristen loves being on her own.
But with Robert's help, I'm not alone.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics.
There are three convenient UPS store locations in Chico on Mangrove, Skyway, and East Avenue. Or you can get more information at theupsstore.com.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. And yes, Chico, California, the rumors are true. I'm coming to you Saturday mornings right here on KKXX AM 930 from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Caution, we don't sit around the campfire singing Kumbaya. So join me right here live on KKXX AM 930.
Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
Ask yourself, what kind of example are you setting for others?
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Kind of good and bad in the weather today in Chico. 72 degrees. That's usually the ideal weather. The bad is that we're looking at 16-mile-per-hour winds, so it's going to make things a little chillier and slightly dangerous, too, when you're out on the roadway, so keep that in mind. We're speaking to Pastor Donald Jordan. He has his sermons that are air on KKXX on Saturdays and Sundays at 1 o'clock over at on this particular station. He is the pastor at Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church in Chico. They're over on Hawthorne. And we're talking about the duties of a pastor and what's most rewarding, what's the most difficult, what's the most challenging, what's the most enjoyable. And we're going to turn it over to Pastor Donald Jordan to tell us more.
Well, let's see the joy then, Jerry, and what Christ does as he brings the gospel and the sacraments. It's a joy to preach the gospel. And when I preach, of course I preach that law. We diagnose the sin, and people get upset at that. But I tell them, that's a good thing. That's like going to the doctor and getting the diagnosis. It's never pleasant. But here's the good news. Here's the gospel of forgiveness. And that's the joy that comes through in every sermon in the Lutheran church to hear of Jesus Christ. They don't need anecdotes. They don't need a rehash of the headlines, no offense to you and the media.
Right.
But when people come to church, they need to hear of the Lord. They need to hear of Christ. And also to serve Holy Communion, the body and the blood of Jesus, for the forgiveness of sins. What a joy to give the people that. I know our people. I know their struggles. I visit them. I talk with them. And I know that what they come with, the burdens of life. And it's a joy to be a pastor, to baptize the children, to baptize the old, to instruct them, to go to the nursing homes, to hear the confessions and pronounce holy absolution in the name of the Lord. So I would say, in essence, it comes down to that word and sacrament. That's the essence of being a pastor. I'm not merely a counselor or a cheerleader or a spiritual advisor and that type of thing, or even their buddy, but to be a shepherd of Jesus Christ and to bring Jesus Christ to people through the word and the sacrament. That gives the greatest joy, because that's what the scriptures teach of when it says, preach the word, make disciples of all nations, baptize and teach. A pastor in the book of Ephesians is really described as a pastor and a teacher. It's really one office there. Pastor meaning a shepherd, and the shepherd gently guides the sheep, but he also has to protect the flock from the wolves and the false prophets. So a pastor has to be a very, very nice guy and a very tough guy all in one, because he has a difficult task. There's a lot of challenges today, a lot of false doctrine. The devil and the world is out there. And so pastors have to be tough sometimes and say, this is what God says, and we're going to hold the line here. We're not going to compromise.
Yeah, we talk a lot of times about some churches which are social justice type churches, which are into the, you know, to trying to change things in our society, and those that just stick to the scripture. And I sense that you're more of the latter.
Yes, we stay with the scripture. We are a confessional Lutheran church. The Bible is the word of God. It is inspired, it's inerrant, it's authoritative. And I don't have a choice. I don't have discretion. When I raised my right hand, so to speak, at my ordination, I made a promise and a pledge to God and before these witnesses that this is what I would teach. And the Bible's sitting here right before us in this very studio. And that's what I am obligated to preach and teach. I'm not here to make the world a better place. I'm not here to generate a bigger social club at Redeemer, but to bring the saving gospel of Jesus Christ, just like he charged us to do. And you're absolutely right. That's where we stay. That means we are merciful, however, that we look compassionately upon people. And a pastor has to be a very good listener. He has to listen to people. He has to empathize and have deep compassion, just as Jesus did when he met with people. But then he sits back, he listens, but then he brings the gospel and applies that balm and that comfort and that peace of the gospel. But yeah, it's the only saving gospel. It's not social justice. It's not a new world order. It's about the kingdom of God in Christ.
Is your church, and all churches, face that challenge? Because in today's society, a lot of people prefer the whole social justice aspect of church. And if young people just gravitate toward that, is there a fear that you have at your church and other churches like yours that really focus on scripture, that the congregation's flock won't stay as large as it needs to be?
Yeah, there's always that challenge of marketing, PR, and so on, that we've got to adapt to the ways of the world. I know exactly what you're saying, but I have no fear. I have confidence that the word of God will always work, because God has attached his promises to that. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation. I know that when the word is preached, when it's taught, it will have an effect. Now, sometimes people get mad and angry, they'll leave, but the Holy Spirit will always use it to grow the kingdom of God. And one of the big challenges today is people just who aren't attending anywhere. They just don't care about God and the church.
Yeah.
It's not even a matter of marketing. There's an aspect of entertainment that seems to be big in many churches now, too.
We've
got to entertain people and grab them and keep them, pull them in, you know, the top 10 pop Christianity. But I believe it's about relationships to Christ, a pastor building his relationship to the people as well.
I agree with you, but I've always said that I've always thought that Jesus, when he gave his sermons, we obviously don't have video of it, but I would suspect he was a very dynamic, interesting man who gave tremendous speeches, and even in an entertaining way, in an interest, maybe not entertaining, but interesting and thought-provoking way.
I would
think
say
that's a part of it.
The operative word might be engaging, Jerry, that engaged people without being the super flamboyant, charismatic leader. Mm-hmm. One interesting thing about technology, may have mentioned this, and that's really changed in the 30 years that I've been in the ministry. Mm-hmm. I was using a typewriter 30 years ago, now I use a computer, but I'm using a Kindle Fire on my visitations, and I can actually play the hymns and the liturgy for people. And so pastors are adapting with new technology and seeing that in service for the gospel itself. And some of our older people are just kind of flabbergasted by this and think it's neat. But we can bring the comfort of the hymns and the liturgy to people in nursing homes and hospitals with such technology.
We have about a minute left in the program, and I want to make sure I mention this one more time. Your service, Divine Worship Service time, is at
10 o'clock on Sunday mornings.
On Sunday mornings over on Hawthorne. And if you want to learn more about the ministry there, 342-6085. Your sermon this Sunday, what's it
looking
like?
Well, it's Holy Trinity Sunday, in which we celebrate the Holy Trinity, that God is one God in three persons. And I'm going to talk about the work of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We're going to confess the Athanasian Creed as a historic Orthodox statement of our faith. We're going to sing Holy, 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 a great hymn, and that'll be the emphasis this week on the Trinity, the God who is for us and brings us salvation.
You know, I was just talking to somebody yesterday in the car, Father Paul Mark, the abbot at the Abbey of New Clairvaux. He's a good friend of mine as well, and you're talking about, I still have a difficult time explaining the Holy Spirit. Now, we probably won't have enough time to go into that, but that's one of the most difficult aspects, I think, of learning about the Trinity.
I did that last week on Pentecost Sunday, Jerry, explained the Holy Spirit a bit, but that is difficult. He's sometimes called the shy person of the Holy Trinity because we don't have any words attributed to the Spirit, any red letter words in the Bible. But he focuses, his work is to focus upon Jesus Christ. And as long as you have Christ, you know the Holy Spirit's doing his work.
Okay. Pastor Donald Jordan from Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church, thank you for being
on the
show.
Thank you very much, Jerry. I appreciate it.
I sure enjoyed it. Again, his sermons are Saturday and Sunday, 1 o'clock over on the broadcast on this show, on this station, Saturday and Sunday, 1 o'clock, sermons from Redeemer. And, of course, you can also go to his services at 10 o'clock on Sundays over on Hawthorne. Their phone number, 342-6085. Thanks for listening, everybody. Vince Haney will be on the show tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Holbrook's Clearance Center, the North State's number one furniture liquidators.
Holbrook's Clearance Center sells national name brand furniture at 50 to 75% off retail.
Come in and see unbelievable pricing on dining sets, coffee and table sets, and complete bunk beds.
Holbrook's also carries dressers, recliners, futons, sofa, and sofa love seat combos.
Holbrook's has something comfortable for every room in your home, and we'll sell you the inventory right off the floor.
Holbrook's Clearance Center is everything for your home.
Open 7 days a week.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir! I'm pure and natural, sir!
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir!
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.